This is WUSB 90.1 FM in Stony Brook, and I'm Abby Kearse backstage with David Johansen at my father's place in Old Roslyn. Tonight we'll talk about David's solo career along with songs from his past three albums. We'll start off right now with a song from David Johansen's first album, And Funky But Chic.
To write such diverse songs that were on that album?
Like what?
Well, you went from Bohemian Love Pad to a Latin beat song, and very diverse, and I just was curious.
I think that just comes from living in Manhattan, and there's so much music going on in Manhattan. There's Latin music and black music and reggae music and kind of like punk music and rock and roll music and all that stuff, And it all affects me a lot. It always did, even when I was a kid listening to Symphony Sid or something, mm-hmm. I mean, he always played everything that was around that was good. And even folk rock they used to play in those days, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I just have my ears open to all kinds of music, and if it gets to me, you know, I just come up with it. It's not like I plan to come up with, like, a Latin song or something. It's just that it's, you know, it's kind of in me, and it's got to come out, you know.
Mm-hmm. I've gone through the years, and sometimes I get so blue. And holding back the tears is more than I can do. I'm trying to tell you, darling, I'm in love with you. And it's the truth when I tell you I've been true. But come on over.
Let's talk about during your live show, you use a lot of hats, and I was wondering what's the reason for the emphasis on hats in the show?
Well, I'm a man of many hats. You know, like some guys, you know, they put on one hat and answer the door, and then they put on another hat when they're at the typewriter, and then they put on another hat when they're drinking milk or something. I don't know, it's just a hat. You know, you could be wearing, like, the same thing, but every time you put on a hat, it kind of changes your job a little bit or whatever. Because, you know, hats are related to jobs. You know, like, you put on a pirate hat, right, and you're a pirate. It doesn't matter what you're wearing underneath your hat, really. You put on a taxi cab driver's hat, you're a taxi cab driver, you know? So a hat is just really something that can transform your job, and, you know, as far as the proletariat genre is concerned, you know.
Yeah. I want to refer back to an interview last year with Progressive Media, and you quoted as saying, "It's nice to come out and pervert the kids," referring to the Pat Benatar tour. And I was wondering, what kind of impact do you think you left on the kids that went to see her? And do you foresee yourself attracting that type of audience?
Well, I think most of them that we left in shock, you know. What was that? They probably thought, you know.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, as far as that's concerned, like as far as playing in those big joints and stuff is concerned, that it just really boils down to a hit record, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of real perverts out there entertaining the kids, and not particularly in a positive vein, you know. So anyways, I think when I say pervert to kids, you know, I kind of say that in a campy way, you know what I mean? I don't really mean pervert to kids. I just mean make them feel like, you know, life isn't such a grueling experience and it can be really fun, and you can do things besides work in a salt mine.
Of your band, and you know, as far as where you got them from, how you got together, who they are, their background.
I got them in the Union Book, 802 Union Book. Okay, well, Tony Machine used to work with me, and we toured Japan together in the late 70s and stuff, and he's the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie Giordano used to work with Genya Ravan and Carolyn Moss and stuff, and he used to just work for women all the time, so he wanted to work for a guy for a change, so we started working together. And then Dave Nelson, he got taught how to play by April Lawton. So that's kind of like, half and half from Charlie's story. And then Hugh Gower, he was playing with the Records.
Mm-hmm.
and he started playing with us. And then Brett Cartwright was playing with Danny Shea's All-American Rodeo Show, and then he started playing with us.
This is WUSB 90.1 FM in Stony Brook. I'm Abby Kearse, and you're listening to a conversation with David Johansen at my father's place, along with his music.
What influenced your musical, what was your musical background? Do you understand what I'm trying to get at?
Yeah. Well, my father, he always used to sing, "Oh, we polish up the brass so carefully," stuff like that. That's what he used to do for a living. When I was a kid, my father used to sing light opera, you know. Mm-hmm. So I used to hear that stuff a lot.
Figaro.
No, that's the heavy stuff.
I'm sorry.
He was more into Gilbert and Sullivan type stuff.
Will you polish my boots? Yes, I will polish your boots. Oh,
that kind of stuff, yeah. And so I don't. That's like my earliest. Mm-hmm. Then my older brothers and sisters, you know, they used to listen to like, you know, Fabian and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know? Turn me loose, I say. This is the first time I ever felt this way. I'm gonna holler, gonna shout, gonna knock myself right out. So turn me loose, you know, stuff like that.
I was so
I have older brothers and sisters, you know. I come from a big family, so they always had rock and roll playing. The day I was born, there was a rock and roll record on, you know. Mm-hmm. So I grew up, I just thought everybody was into that, really, you know.
Mm-hmm. Because I was wondering, like, what inspired you to do Stranded in the Jungle?
It was probably like one of my older brothers or sisters' records that I heard when I was a kid, and I just always, like, you know, when you're a little kid, you hear a record that you like, it's usually a novelty record. Mm-hmm. You know, like, my friend, the witch doctor, he told me what to do. Like, that's like an early record you can relate to, right? So those kind of, not the novelty ones are the ones that, when I was like 6 or 7, that, you know, turned me on.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you do that in your show?
What, the witch doctor song? I think you need chipmunks to do that one.
Sum up for me what you feel you've accomplished over the past decade, and what are your future goals?
Well, I'm a singer, you know, and I sing all the time. I sing like 5 nights a week, so mm-hmm. for a singer, that's like good work, you know. you know, you get to a point in your life when you're 18 or something, you decide, what am I going to do? So I decided I was going to be a singer. So that's what I've been doing for the last 10 years, you know. So that's pretty good. And then probably the next 10 years I'll be singing too. Yeah. I mean, that's what I do, you know. I go around to all these joints and I sing to the people, and that's what I do, and that's what I really like to do. And it's a great way to make a living, to do something that you really like doing, you know. So I'm a particularly happy person when it comes to, like, you know, what job I've got and stuff. I'm, like, really lucky as far as that's concerned.
So that ended my conversation with David Johansen. I hope you've enjoyed the past half an hour of his music and talk. I'd like to give a special thanks to David Johansen, Peter Flynn, Teddy Slatus, and the people at my father's place. And also thank you for listening to WUSB 90.1 FM in stereo.
The preceding program was a pre-recorded presentation of WUSB Stony Brook.